Trophy is the official podcast of Pigs Tend to Fault. Follow them on Instagram for the freshest memes.
It's a warm July day in 1812. A soldier walks across an Iwutai long walkway. He steps up on a perch. It faces a thick forest. He is well aware of the boredom of this position, and he pulls at his collar from under his thick navy coat. He wipes sweat from under his hat, and he rests his rifle on a small ledge. As he does this, a brigade of British soldiers march out of a road dead in his line of sight. The infantryman rushes to the commanding officer, Lieutenant Porter Hanks, and he awaits his orders. The mentally prepared for the worst, the 10-to-1 ratio of men was the most disturbing fact, and they had to overcome it. Over 600 men made their way, without conflict, into the fields around Fort Michilimackinac. Lieutenant Hanks knew his two options. Option 1, fight to the death. Option 2, surrender the fort in hopes of returning safely home. He chose the second option and lowered the American flag in exchange for free passage back to the U.S. As the gates opened, a sea of red flows into the base. All 61 Americans slowly take their personal belongings and sift into boats headed for mainland U.S. All of the soldiers were unaware of the current war, and viewed this as, quote, an act of war. In reality, war had been declared by the U.S. a month before. How does such a great miscommunication even arise? Why were there unknowledgeable men, and not enough of them, at one of the most crucial positions in the war? Well, I'll never explain that because I'm not finishing this podcast. Have a nice day.